Today is Monday, February 7th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, we didn't do a whole lot this weekend either. Man, the weekends have just been not... There's COVID, and then there's the snow, and just all this stuff comes up. And man, we were running on fumes for the food situation. I found a pork loin in the freezer, and I cooked that pork loin recipe. And it turned out really good. I'm going to use that recipe again. Daniel left this beer, and I thought, what am I going to do with this beer? And we have come up with so many creative uses of this beer. Because, as I said before, we put it in the individual baskets that we gave at Christmas. So we had champagne, we had bath bubbles, like all of this relaxation stuff. And we thought, oh, well, that's mostly for you know, either gay men or women, you know, would use. Let's put one bottle of beer for the husbands. And then I've used it a couple of times in cooking, so it worked out really well. But anyway, we were really running low on food. And I was able, and the thing is, even though the snow was really melting on Friday, every night it would go below freezing. And because the snow was melting in the morning until afternoon, the street would be frozen with a mixture of snow and the ice that had frozen the night before. And neither one of us wanted to drive on that. And so, you know, I couldn't go get fast food. I guess that's a blessing. Anyway, I recorded Throwing Down with Daniel, and the big ordeal was I going to go get a haircut? And because I, you know, it was starting to melt, but I have to leave really early in the morning because my haircut is around noon or 1 o'clock generally. And that's a good midway. I don't have to get up too early. I mean, I can leave around 8 and get there at 1. So I have to leave at 8. So I have to get up at 7. But that's a normal time for getting up, you know, during the week when I'm working. So even though I normally sleep later than that, but I mean, that's a relatively normal time. And I don't know, I was wishy-washing back and forth. I had not even made up my mind when we were recording Mix Minus. I even brought it up on the show. I said, hey, what do you guys think I should do? And everyone thought I should not go. The problem is that my hairstylist is very busy and booked way far in advance. Also, she only works 2 Saturdays a week or a month. And so, and I need to go on Saturdays wherever possible. I had to schedule 5 non-Saturdays this year because she just wasn't available on Saturdays when I could go. And so that takes up time off work. That takes my PTO days. So the thing is, you know, and I have to go because eventually, I mean, as I've told you guys before, you know, I wear a hair system and I do not do any of the gluing, taping, you know, anything like that myself. I've only done it twice. I've been wearing this thing for, not the same one, but I mean, I've been doing this for, I don't know, 10 years now or something, 9 or 10 years. And I've only ever taken it off and put it on myself 2 times. One of those was during the worst part of COVID, before vaccines and all that, when we were all staying home and not going anywhere. Well, you know, those of us who were being responsible were staying home. And so I couldn't go in for 3 months, 3 or 4 months, they were closed. So I couldn't go. And so I had to do it like once, maybe twice. I think I only did it once anyway. And then one other time, I can't remember what it was, but one other time I did it. And so I don't do it. And the problem is eventually the glue starts to wear out and bad things start happening. And I am going to church now, and we do, you know, and I don't wear a baseball cap at church. And so I kind of have to, my hair needs to look presentable, at least for church. And so I need to keep it, you know, during COVID, I wasn't going anywhere. During the worst part of COVID, again, I know COVID's not over, but during the worst part of COVID, we weren't going anywhere. Church, everything was at home. And so I think for a couple of weeks, I just wore a beanie or a toque or a beanie. I don't know. What are they called? A toboggan is what we used to call it. A skull cap. I went around the house because I didn't want Mark to see me without my my hair on. And I didn't want to see me either, to be honest. So all that to say, I wasn't sure what I was going to do because I really, it's hard to get in to see her. And I was like, oh, am I going to? And, but I decided I was not going to because I just did not want to risk it. And so on Saturday, I did not go in. I called them in the morning and I said, sorry, I can't come in because of ice. And they said, no problem. And I said, I'll call back at the beginning of the week to try to reschedule. And I don't know. I mean, my next appointment that's on the calendar is in March. And I don't know. I don't know if I can. Well, I can't make it that long. If I can't get in to see her, I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands, which I don't want to do. But anyway, so I made that decision, and then on Saturday, we've been watching Australian Bake Off, which is not as good as British Bake Off, but we've been watching it because, you know, we really like Australian MasterChef, and I had downloaded a bunch of Bake Off episodes. So we watched TV. I had some programming stuff that I wanted to do, and so I worked on that. And then we decided, okay, we are going to shovel the driveway. Because we thought, you know, Sunday, for sure, we're going to want to get out at some point because we have to go grocery shopping at the very least. And I said, you know, everything's been refreezing every night. Even though the driveway was starting to melt, we get a lot of sun on our side of the road. The other side of the road doesn't get as much sun, apparently. They're in the shade, I guess. And so their snow was a lot higher and their driveways were completely snowy. But our side, the driveways were starting to melt and even some grass was starting to peek out in the lawns. And I said, you know, maybe we should shovel. And Mark had been wanting, our driveway is on a incline. It's on a little bit of a hill. And Mark kept saying, just kind of hinting around. He's like, oh, you know, we should sled down the driveway. And so we went out and we started, and I thought, well, you know what? I need to let him have a little bit of fun because I'm not a big play in the snow sort of person. That's just not. And he didn't, you know, Mark is from the Philippines. He didn't see snow until he was moved over to the U.S. And so snow is a relatively new thing to him. And so he likes to play in it. Like he went out one year and did a snow angel when we got snow. And he thought it was so funny. And anyway, he likes to play in the snow. And so I said, well, let's shovel the thing. I said, okay, well, we can sled down the driveway a few times. And our trash can lid is broken. Our big trash can that we roll out to the, you know, to the street. And so I said, let's take the trash can lid and we'll turn it upside down and we'll sit in the trash can lid because it's big enough to hold one of us. And then we'll sled down. And I tried it myself the first time. And I was having to push myself down because I guess the incline isn't enough for our weight to get us started. And so I went down and I slid a little bit, but I, you know, not as much as I thought I was going to. And the snow is also starting to melt, so it was less slick and more slushy, I would say. And but then when he got on, I pushed him. And so I was able to get him going much faster, and he had a good time, I think. We did that a few times. I did, though, the last time I was pushing him, and I slipped and I fell into the snow, into the deep snow on the side of the driveway. And because it was starting to melt, I got so wet. My jeans were completely soaked with water. I stayed out there and kept shoveling with wet clothes. But when we went in, I had to change clothes before I got back on the couch, because I had so much water soaking in my pants. Anyway, it was fun. We got it all shoveled, and it did evaporate and melt a lot faster. So it was a good decision. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.